Hello everyone, my name is Mauricio Sales, and welcome to the new and also the last episode about the main story of Kalduri Zombies. And well, I hope you enjoy this new episode, this new podcast, and also the last episode about the main story. So, intro! Again, hello everyone, my name is Mauricio Sales, and welcome to the German Zombie Apocalypse. And today is Sunday 10th of March. January, February, March. April, sorry. Today is 10th of April, Sunday. And in this case, we will talk and continue about the main story and what happened with the Winning More City, what happened with Richtofen, the Pyramid, and so on. So. If you remember, in the previous episode, I end the episode that the. In Morgue City, I don't remember the group of that people, but in Shadows of Evil, well, in this case, in Morgue City, the four people that helped to the keepers to keep Chevroman in the summoning key, there was someone that steal the summoning key. And let's continue from this. In this case, Richtofen arrives and steals this morning key, dooming every living being in the reality into death. So, in this case, Richtofen appears in Morgue City. He said, like, hey, I have to save the world, give me this morning key, and thank you. And he returns to the portal, and also all the group that were in Morgue City, they just turn into the dead, and after we don't know what happened there. So, in this case, this is the end of the third saga, the saga number 3, the third saga, about, let me just remember what was the name, A Richtofen Strip and the Blood Cycle, and in this case, I think that I will call this, the saga 4 is the end, and in this case, Richtofen and the Primis travel to different tracks getting souls. In this case, they get the souls of Dempsey, I think that is in the Rising Raja, and the other soul of Takeo that I think that is in Shinonuma, I think. Also, before getting the soul of Nikolai, Richtofen feels like the necessity to protect his friend from Nonti. If you remember, the Richtofen from the future, I think, told the Richtofen Primi that if he wants to save his friends, they have to collect vials of blood. So, in this case, they travel to Alcatraz to obtain the vials of blood, and he delivered before by himself from the victims. In this case, now they travel to another crack to obtain the soul of Nikolai. I think that is in Gorokravi, the month when you fight against a dragon. And this, in this case, completing the mission and sending the souls to the house in Agartha, to Monty. Here, Monty is like, hey, thank you to the souls. And he turned the souls into kids, completing the final mission. In this case, the Primis have two options. The first one, stop living and leave just the kids and Monty to create a better world. Just like, well, like they will say, like, okay, we can disappear and we leave you, Monty, all the world, and you can create another one with our kids. Or they have the option to drink the vials of blood and keep fighting for our own future. For a better world. And meanwhile, this was happening. Max is in Agartha. You remember that Max was like, I don't know, that he was staying in Agartha. I don't remember why. And also Samantha. For some strange reason, Max was corrupted again, in this case by Shadowman, that it was inside the summoning key. And thanks to this, Shadowman is free and he creates a portal in Agartha, so the Apoticons arrive to Agartha to invade and destroy it. In this case, this is the final battle that they will have. And you will say, hey, what or which map is this? This map is Revelations, that I think that is the final map in Black Ops 3, I think. And this map is, I guess, that is the biggest map of all Kalduri Zombies. And in this case, Oli also heard that in this map, there's all the special weapons and all the weapons from all the maps. de Rhaegon, de siervo de Apoticón, de Apoticón's Deer, es él, de Thundergun, de Mark, de Rhaegon Mark II, Rhaegon Mark III, the Wonder Waffle, and so on and so on. And in this case, I have never played this map, but I just played once and like, oh my god, it's okay, it's a really nice map. In this case, in the fight against Shadowman again, the Primus win and Maxis is free from the summoning key. He frees himself and also he merges with the Machine Sophia. If you remember, the Machine Sophia was keeping the souls, or was, yes, keeping the souls. Well, in this case, the blood of the victims, that the Machine Sophia takes the blood from the victims, and that blood, or I don't know, they complete the vials of blood. So in this case, the summoning key starts to absorb everything that exists outside Agartha. All that is left are Kitts, Monty, and the Primus. And also Maxis, I don't know what happened with him in Sophia. And also, at the last moment, the Primus decide to drink the vials of blood, saving their existence. In this case, Monty, angry, knows that the presence of the presencia of the Primus is like a failure in the reality. It's like a failure, like a mistake in the reality. And in this case, Richtofen says like, hey, I propose you, Monty, that you can send us to another place that we have never been there, so we can continue fighting for a better place. And Monty says, okay, I get it. Now, this is a very important thing that you have to listen, because in this case, that's how the Primus are sent to the beginning of this story. The fight in the Great War between Apoticons and humans, and that's how they end this cycle. So Monty say, I will teleport you to the Great War that was between humans and Apoticons. And if you remember, at the beginning of the podcast, in this episode, this main story, I told you that the war of the Apoticons and the humans was, well, the Apoticons were winning, but there were four legendary soldiers that were called the Primus that arrived, and they changed the situation and they win. These four legendary soldiers were the Primus, and also this is the cycle. I will make like a little, or like a, yes, like a little summary, resume, that first there was a battle between Apoticons and humans. A hero, four legendary heroes arrived, they win. After that, I know Richtofen wants to create a, well, the Apoticons send the element 150, well, yeah, 150 to the Earth. The German, or in this case, Richtofen and Maxis won the element. They create a moon base because there is the pyramid of the Apoticons, or the element, or the Dark Aether. Richtofen obsesses with this pyramid. He tries to get it. And Samantha gets into the pyramid. Maxis orders to Samantha to get out the pyramid and kill everything. This universe is destroyed. Then there is another universe, and so on, so on. And that's how the cycle ends. They just make all the same again and again and again. They just fight the Shadowman, they recollect souls, they get the summoning key, they defeat Samantha, they defeat Maxis, they defeat, well, try to help Monty. Were helped by the Victis, and after that, they were sent again to the Great War. So that's how the cycle ends. But there's not the end. Here comes the saga number 5. That is the actual ending, the real ending. That in the actual ending takes place in the game Call of Duty Zombies 4. That was, I don't remember exactly what year was released this game, but this final ending takes place in that game. So, in this case, let's call him, in this case, instead of Richtofen Primi, let's just say Richtofen Primi, because he's like the name of the group, Primus, and Primi is for one. So in this case, Richtofen Primi realizes that the arrival of the Great War It's a cycle without ending that has repeated countless times, like again and again and again and again. Monty knows that to save all the existence and the multiverse, this is the only way to save it. That's because he restarted the cycle many times. There is a great war. They found the element. Well, I will not explain again the process because it's real. It's really complicated and really large. This process is really long. So, in this case, Monty said this is the only way that I can save the multiverse. So, with the help of Pablo Marinos, Dar arrives to this time to help Richtofen. That Richtofen decides to. Well, in this case, we will gonna call Richtofen of the Great War because he's another Richtofen. And in this case, Richtofen decides to end the cycle of the Great War forever. So it will not be a cycle anymore. First, the first step to this is Richtofen builds a teleportation machine again. And Pablo gives him a gem from the staff with the element of fire. I think that in Origins you can build these staffs and you can place the place. You can use the staff of fire, I think. I don't remember really good, something like that. And in this case, after that, Richtofen of the Great War travels to the dimension of Alcatraz, created by Shadow Man. I think that this. This was like another Alcatraz. He also, well, in this case, he goes back to the future. And in this case, in that moment, a group of another primis arrive from another dimension that meets with a third Richtofen before he travels to Mori City. So in this case, there were two Richtofens. One was from the Great War, the Richtofen that has the Staff of Fire. The second one was the Richtofen primi that has arrived in that moment. And the other one is the Richtofen that has not traveled to Mork City yet. In this case, the last Richtofen talks with the Primi and tells him that that all the things in the Chronarium has changed and all the order and has changed at all, and Richtofen orders him to read it again. In this case, I think that is like a scene, like a piece of movie, and Richtofen Primi, I think. Let me just check it again, because there are three Richtofen and I get confused them. Well, the last Richtofen, yes, the Richtofen that is from Mork City, tells to the Primi that, hey, you have to read it again. In this case, I think that the dialogue is like, the Richtofen Primi is like, but I already read it already yet. Right? I already read it again. And Richtofen from, that was not in Mork City, said, read it again. It will help you. It will save your life and it will help you. So read it again. And in this case, the Primi group get stuck in Alcatraz, in that dimension of Alcatraz, and they fight with a monster that was keeping them there. In this case, this monster or this big zombie is called Brutus. That I think that you can find it in the game of in the map of Alcatraz. I think that is in Black Ops Zombies 2 and Zombies 4, I think. Sorry. Actually, I don't remember exactly what map you can fight the Brutus, but it's like a little boss. He's just like a big zombie or like a ward, and he's just chasing you like with a stick, with a porra, I don't remember the name, stick. And she's like, wah, 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 wah. And in this case, let me just remember where I was. Well, in this case, the Richtofen of this group sacrificed himself to save his friend. In this case, was the Richtofen of this previous group. And he says, I will sacrifice myself to save you. They were losing against the Brutus until the Richtofen of the Great War arrives to help them and they escape. Obviously, the Richtofen that sacrificed himself doesn't escape because he was dead and was like. And in this case, the Richtofen of the Great War mentions that now the cycle is broken because he. I don't know exactly what he made, but he said, hey, the cycle is broken because I decided to do this. But to keep it like this, the Premier Nikolai has to keep his soul and do not allow to Monty to get it, so he cannot turn it to a kid. So in this case, Richtofen says to Nikolai, hey, you have to, and you must give your soul. Don't give it to Monty, just keep it, because you will save and you will maintain like a good world. And in this case, the Primis are teleported to a place called Hangar 4, I think, where they will meet the group of Ultimis. Now, these two groups prepare to fight a big war following the plans of Richtofen of the Great War. In this case, the Ultimis meet the Primis, and the Primis meet the Ultimis. And you can see this scene or this piece of movie, like an Easter egg, is in Black Ops 4, and the map is classified. I think there is a name. It's like in Black Ops 1, in Zombies 1, you will play a map that is called 5. In this case, a classified is like a remastered map of this. And you will find it's not like a good map, it's something boring. But to get this scene, I think that you have to reach the round 115, I think. So if you reach that round without cheats and without problems, you will see this scene that the Primis will arrive and meet the Ultimis. So in this case, the situation will get worse because Maxis contacts them from Agartha, telling them that it's too late. Samantha and the child version of Richtofen are teleported to Hangar 4, and Maxis is divorced by Matty. And you will say, well, why there's a child version of Richtofen in Agartha? Well, in this case, Richtofen tried to save like part of the soul, like an innocent soul, in Agartha, so he kept prevent like a big success, like a big problem. He's like, I will keep this innocent soul so he can survive and continue. That's the reason that there's like a child version of Maxis and Samantha. And you will say, why or how Monty devours or eats Maxis. Well, in this case, well, I will explain you. Before the final fight, the Primis and the Ultimis celebrate the party of their future victory. And you, in this case, if you, I don't know exactly what map, but if you play it and you make this Easter egg, you will see that the forest that they are is the same forest as the Black Ops 3 of the main menu in Zombies 3, that you are in like a bonfire and you are just with a stick touching the fire, like quick, quick, quick. That's the forest that they are just celebrating the victory, the future victory. In this case, Nikolai mentions that there's the possibility that Monty was corrupted by the Dark Aether too. And that's the reason that how Monty Maxis. Because all the actions of Monty were just to try to save his old friend that was Shadow Man. And if you can search an image, I don't think that I cannot put it, but if you search a Shadow Man like an apothecon, you can also search Monty as a apothecon, and you can see that it's the same. So they both of them were corrupted by the Dark Aether. In this case, most of the team from the Ultimates and the Primis didn't realize that Nikolai poisoned the drinks that they were drinking, and all of them were dead. They died, and you're like, pfft. And the only members of both of the groups that were alive or that survived were Nikolai and the Richtofen of the Ultimates. In this case, In this case, why Richtofen of the Ultimate survived? Well, in this case, although he only drinks something or part of the drink that they were drinking, he finally turned into a zombie because he didn't drink all the glass that he was drinking. He just drank like, and that's all. And in this case, he turned into a zombie, the same as the beginning of the story. The zombie, the what's his name? The Richtofen zombie. In this case, Richtofen ultimately frees. He realized he freed the victims. Frees, so to he libera the victims from the capsules of ecstasy, and with their help, he travels through the time and build a new machine, time machine, which is given to Pablo Marinos so he can travel to the Great War. Also, this is how Pablo Marinos meets with Richtofen of the Great War, and he gives him the gem, he helps him to end this cycle. Then the victims send the machine to Nikolai Primi, and in this case Nikolai uses the machine to the final step of the plan and the zombie story. The final step is to destroy this morning key. With this, all the reality starts to collapse, and with the existence of almost all that was near from them. This was the end of the Victis, the end of Monty, the end of the Apoticons, the end of everything. To finish this and complete all this ending, Nikolai asked Samantha to finish with him, which is the actual final step of the paradox that created the zombies and makes that many alternate universes stop existing. And well, this is the end of the, let's say that is the end of the premise, the group of four legendary warriors, soldiers, and this is the end of Black of Zombies. I really enjoyed this story because I have played zombies from, I don't know, like, since my childhood, I think that since I was, I don't know, like, 9, 10 years, and I really enjoy and love this game because it's really awesome. And when I see the stories, like, all now have sense, and I understand everything. And I really enjoy doing this podcast, in this case, this episode, because it's a video game that I enjoy playing alone with friends, with my brother. And it's really funny because you can make a lot of jokes and a lot of things that you will laugh. And I know that I missed the part of Calvary Black Ops Cold War, that now Samantha is older, and Samantha is also corrupted by the Dark Aether. And also you can see a visual image of the Dark Aether. But I think that I will talk about this in another time, because there are other things. So, to end this podcast in conclusion, first they complete the mission of Monty to get the souls. They send it to Agartha. Monty turned it into kids. They decide to drink the vials of blood, and they will travel to the Great War. Then Richtofen of the Great War realizes that this is a cycle without knowing anything. He decides to end this cycle with the help of Pablo Marinos. He travels through the time, and with the help of the victims, they collect all the vials of blood, and also he says to the Primi from Morgue City to read again the Chronarium. These Primis travel to the time, and they meet the Ultimis in Angar 4. They prepare to have a big fight. Nikolai, I don't know if he can lie to his friends, but he follows the orders of Richtofen. He poisoned the drinks. Both of the groups are dead. They were Nikolai and Richtofen from the Ultimis alive, and also Richtofen Ulti was turned into a zombie because he drinks part of the drink, and then Nikolai with the help of the time machine. And with the Victis, he destroys Monikey, the Summoning Tree, absorbs everything that was near, It absorbs the Apoticons, the Dark Aether, Monty, the Victis. And then Samantha finished with the life of Nikolai to complete this cycle, the broken cycle. And well, this is the end. I really hope you enjoyed this episode about the main story. I know that some of them were longer or shorter, but that was because I don't have enough time to do this. And well, I really enjoyed it. So in this case, the next episode, I think that it will be of, I don't know, because there are many things that I can continue. I will not continue with the story of Cold War because I want to give space or take a break about my main story. I think that it will start with the drinks, the perks that you can use in every map. For example, Juggernaut, Stamina Up, Double Tap, and so on. I think that I will explain all the drinks, where you can obtain it, and what's the function of that drink, so that perks. So, thank you very much for listening to this new episode and the last episode, the main story of zombies. I hope you enjoy it. Take care of the zombies. Take Juggernaut. Try to maintain the cycle, I don't know. And I'll see you the next round. Bye-bye. Give up.